Good evening. Are you scheduled or spontaneous? Do you like speed or do you like things slow? Well, we might be a mixture of one or the other. Some of us might lean toward one characteristic more than another. But when you analyze the two, if you like to schedule things, you like to look ahead to see what your goals might be and understand the necessary steps it takes to achieve those goals. And sometimes it might take a very long time to get from where you are to where you want to be. But on the other hand, you just may feel like you don't have time. You just want to do something right here, right now. As long as you get what you desire as quick as you can, that's the main thing. Well, I believe that as we study throughout the scriptures tonight, you'll find that we need to have a proper balance. First of all, I'd like to consider what James has to teach us in his epistle, the 4th chapter. If you would please look with me there in James chapter 4, and I'd like for us to begin here in verse 13. James chapter 4 and in verse 13, James writes, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." James says very clearly that our life is just like a vapor. In the past few days, I have been a witness of a lot of boiling water. And if you watch the water when it's in a pot, on the stove, and heating, it doesn't take very long until you see a little bubble. And then a few minutes later, you can see bigger bubbles and a lot of bubbles. And then if you were to try to find what happens to when that turns to steam and it evaporates, very quickly it's gone forever. You can't see it. And that's how James says our lives are. Some of us that have lived a good long time can look back and say, you know, I can't believe that those years have passed pretty quickly. Others that might have lived very less think we have perhaps a lot more to go. But they will be here before you know it. And what are we doing during that time that we have? Things can happen so very quickly. Some things we try to prepare for and some things we may not. Some things can spontaneously happen either good or bad. You may remember that Job had a lot to happen to him very quickly. There was a time when his health was quickly gone. There was a time in which all that he had, family members or livestock, everything taken away. There was a sudden time in which his friends turned against him. And you remember he said these words in chapter 7, verse 7 of his book, "Oh, remember that my life is a breath. My eye will never again see good." Sometimes we think, our lives are just a breath. We don't know what we will see, if and when we will see it again. But on the other hand, sometimes it can be very good. Remember the psalmist wrote in chapter 118 and verse 24, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Whatever the day is one God made. And I can do something with what I have right here and right now. But then sometimes there are things that take a while to do. Sometimes we can't accomplish everything in one day. I can remember taking a cost accounting project in college several years ago, and we were handed an assignment that said there will be a certain project that you will have, and you've got plenty of time to do it. You have to start on it right here and right now, because if you wait till the night before and try to stay up all night, it's not going to happen. It will be physically impossible to do. And as we began to work and work and work on that thing, we quickly realized it was going to take a very long time. Are we patient at times to put up with things that we may not understand? Well, let's look at our second key passage. And this goes back to the book of Isaiah in chapter 40. Look with me there. Isaiah chapter 40, and I'd like for us to look here in verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 31. Isaiah writes, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Isaiah knows that patience is very, very important. Instead of wanting to do things our way and our time, we've got to let God do things His way and in His time. You see, God has given us a very important plan, and it takes time to learn and to follow that plan so He can shape us, to mold us into the kinds of people that He would have us to be. And therefore, we would develop our gifts, our talents, our abilities, that we can better do what He has called us to do. And sometimes it's hard to learn something very, very quickly. Perhaps that's why we go through so many years to take school, and sometimes many years to get a degree. Or it takes us several years on a job to learn how to master and to do something just right. When you go back to the Bible and to see how long it took for God to accomplish His purpose, He could do some things very quickly, and others it took many, many years. Just think of the king that the Israelites were promised, and how long did it take for God to send a king, to set up a kingdom that would never be destroyed? Or how long did it take Saul of Tarsus to realize that the life he was living was not how God would want him to live? And yet, how long did it take for him to put right what was wrong? Or sometimes it takes even members of the Lord's church a good while to be qualified, to be prepared for certain works in His kingdom. Well, when we pull all these things together, we realize that, yes, our lives are very short, just as James describes. And in that regard, we need to be taking care of ourselves right here and right now. You see, our soul is going to last forever. But what we do while we are in this vapor, in this life, determines where we're going to spend an eternity. We may never get another opportunity. And once we become in the right relationship with God, then we must make out a plan to be the people that God would have us to be. You see, it takes a lot of time studying the Word of God. It takes a lot of time to adjust our lives to follow the example that Christ set. But in the end, Paul promised us, as he told the Romans in chapter 8 and verse 28, that we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to those who are the called according to His purpose. Tonight, do you love the Lord? He has called you for a very important purpose. Are you willing to do what is necessary right here and right now so that God can use you from this point forward? Perhaps the words of Jesus, I believe, best summarize this, as He said in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 33. He says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." You can become a child of God right here and right now. And if you do so, devoting your life to Him, He will take care of you now and later on, even for an eternity. If you need to respond to the invitation of Christ, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing.